Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com, as well as on our website. You can find our sessions there, our episodes, as we discuss the lessons in A Course in Miracles workbook. Today, we're going to be discussing lesson 327, I Need But Call, and You Will Answer Me. And I'm joined today by my beautiful wife, Reverend A.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for being here. Let's all join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I need but call, and you will answer me. I am not asked to take salvation on the basis of an unsupported faith, for God has promised he will hear my call and answer me himself. Let me but learn from my experience that this is true, and faith in him must surely come to me. This is the faith that will endure and take me further and still further on the road that leads to him. For thus I will be sure that he has not abandoned me and loves me still, awaiting but my call to give me all the help I need to come to him.
Father, I thank you that your promises will never fail in my experience if I but test them out. Let me attempt, therefore, to try them and to judge them not. Your word is one with you. You give the means whereby conviction comes, and surety of your abiding love is gained at last. I need but call, and you will answer me.
And so it is. Again, let's take a brief moment here to join together in silence. Let's take a good deep breath. The call works both ways. You know, we've all been called. The part of our mind that never sleeps, never has been asleep, never dreamed a dream of separation, is calling to us to be expressed in form and field. But in form and field, as the human self, as the egoic mind constructs all of its experience of a perceived reality through fear and guilt, it's certainly not uncommon for us to find ourselves beseeching and asking God for help, asking if there is a higher power, you know, help me now in certain situations. We've been conditioned, well, I'll speak for myself, but I've been conditioned early in life that there was a power outside of me and that I was incapable of knowing my purpose. I was incapable of surviving. And, you know, we can work at it, but, you know, we still have to experience the guilt and sickness and suffering and death and all that goes on in this game of separation. But it was never explained to me that it was my choice, that it was my doing, that it was my construct, that it was a reflection of my mind. And so this course in miracles has shifted my perception of my own part in the dramas that unfold in my life. It's completely shifted how I see myself in this world and how I see myself in my relationship with God, because now I don't beseech God. When something is happening in my life, I look to myself and say, okay, what role did I play? You know? And then of course I do ask for the voice for God. I do ask to be joined in relationship and conversation. And I do ask the question, what's the truth? To be informed about what my participation is in the construct of the very experiences that I'm having. And in other words, it's not happening to me. And beginning to understand that was a huge paradigm shift in my life. And my life began to change as soon as I realized that I was creating. Yes, co-creating, because there's 7 billion other people in this running around on this globe with us at this moment. And we all have free will, and we're all emoting in frequency. We're all, having thoughts that hold vibration of consciousness, and that's playing out as our experience. But as more and more people are awakening to their role in this process, the world is shifting. And what's coming forth for us now is a shift because of that very activity, that more and more people are shifting. The energy of our planet is shifting and changing. The frequency of our planet is shifting. The consciousness that we're engaged in with each other culturally around the world is shifting, and it all just is multiplying. And it's been said that, that things are speeding up and that we are manifesting. Just like Jesus, 2,000 years ago was able, because of the level of his consciousness, to manifest healing instantaneously, or to manifest food, or to appear to be walking on water, and those kinds of things. Those are just manifestations of the mind that's dreaming, the dream of separation. And what can we imagine in a dream? Anything. What can we accomplish in a dream? Anything. When we realize that we are not nearly as bound to this concrete reality that we've been trained to believe that is, unmovable. It is very movable. It is very pliable. And the ability to recognize how powerful we are as an extension of God individually, as individuations of love, and that our real power is returning to being joined with our higher self and to be the expression of love, we can indeed move mountains. I need but call, and you will answer me, Father. And today I call to just say hello and to know that all is well. It's all unfolding perfectly as we have created it to be.
And so if you are experiencing a sense of feeling loss, a sense of concern, a sense of not knowing how to connect, I think that this is the starting point. I only need call and you will answer. I only need call and you, the you is capitalized, will answer. God will answer. In serving communities, I will interchange the word for that I use for God. See, I'm really comfortable with the word God, but not everybody is. For a lot of people, it's a turnoff, or they're just carrying the baggage of religious harm and fear that word can carry. And so I'll interchange and I'll say, God, creator, source, all that is, love. I don't care what you call it, just call it. Whatever it is for you, just call upon it and it will answer whatever, however you perceive it to be. And this is a lesson about building our faith. And so for me, in the beginning, if it looks like beseeching, so be it. Mm-hmm. If it looks like I am coming from separation, so be it. Make the call anyway, place the call anyway. And so sometimes it starts out that way, like a beseeching or a plea and a cry for help. We'll do it anyway. As we do this, we build our faith as we call and then listen for the response and become still. We begin to build our faith when we receive the response to our call. And we're being told that it is assured that each and every time, you know, knock and I will answer. You know, just that willingness to interrupt the egoic pattern of doing it alone is enough to invite the light and the power and the presence of all that is into anything. And yet nobody can do it for us. We can sit here and explain it and tell you what it's like. And Jesus did that, you know, for us. And we can commentate on it and we can debate it. We can, from our armchairs, you know, be quite well versed in it. But this is a call to each of us to be in the practice of it. Of pausing and placing the call in the best way that we can in that individual, in that holy instant and in that moment, and begin to build the faith and the faithfulness that the call is answered. Your promises will never fail in my experience if I but test them out. So let us not condemn before we have actually, well, this doesn't work, you know, until we give it an immersion of our devotion and our willingness to practice. Let me attempt, therefore, to try them and to judge them not. Your word is one with you. You give the means whereby conviction comes. This is how we become convicted, how we become convicted of, oh yeah, God is all that there is. And we practice it in those moments, perhaps when we feel like we're beseeching, but we practice them also in just our daily experience so that when those difficult times come, we have already built the muscle, already built the conviction, so that when we're faced with a diagnosis, when we're faced with the appearance of death, when we're faced with the appearance of separation from loved ones, that we have already built the faithfulness and the conviction of having placed God first, that when we call upon God, we're calling upon the voice of God. We're calling upon Christ's vision so that we may see clearly, so that we may know that we are not alone, that we have not been asked to take salvation on the basis of an unsupported faith, that it's up to us and that we have not been abandoned and that God loves us and is waiting for us. Just us to call, just for us to turn. I need help. And in that moment, God washes over us. Spirit washes over us. Holy Spirit is there. The Christ consciousness is given its attention and appreciation, and we are immersed in light and love. It's up to us to practice, to build our own faithfulness, to build our own conviction. It's like kind of a bank account. You know, what are your deposits? Mm-hmm. You know, are you making daily deposits moment by moment that you build this account, build this muscle, build our faithfulness, build our conviction so that, and this is the time, you know, where we are in our experience of life. You know, the gig is kind of up. We're seeing beyond, you know, we're seeing the cracks in the wall, so to speak, of the illusion. And now is the time when we're a little shaken, maybe by the events of the world or the events in our personal life. Now is the time. I need but call and you will answer me. And the beauty of the Holy Spirit is that it holds in You've said this before. It holds it for us.
Holds your divinity in trust.
It holds our divinity in trust.
While we dabble with the ego.
While we dabble with the ego. Ego. While we dabble with the ego.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have formerly had this faithfulness and this conviction already built up and you feel like, gosh, you lost it, that's okay. Because when you turn and you call, the Holy Spirit rushes in with the trust that you've given in the past and held this divinity for us. And there it is. We are not abandoned. We are not alone. We are in love. We just need but show our willingness and call. I need but call and you will answer me.
Beautiful. Father, I thank you for your promises, that your promises will never fail in my experience if I but test them out. Let me attempt, therefore, to try them and to judge them not. Your word is one with you. You give the means whereby conviction comes and surety of your abiding love is gained at last. And so it is.
And so it is.
Well, thank you for hanging out with me this morning. And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us this morning. We love you. God bless you. Stay the course. We'll be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I said,